the first episode of the Fearlessly Free podcast series 2. So as most of you will know who have actually listened, you would know that last series was about spiritual abuse and religion and the church trauma that I experienced. And I also spoke about, you know, the characteristics of witchcraft in the church and how that has a massive negative impact on us as human beings, basically. And so, you know, Fearlessly Free was birthed out of what I went through in those bad church experiences. It was birthed out of the trauma. It was birthed out of the control, the manipulation, the lies, the deception, the heresies, you know, the false teachings. And for a long time, I very much felt like, okay, this ain't real. This whole Christianity lark, it's not real. It's rubbish. And, you know, I went through a few months of just like, yeah, God, this don't feel right. And then I guess I went through a time of self-reflection and, you know, I had to really take a long, hard look in the mirror. And I know I've mentioned this before in my previous series, but for those of you who haven't heard this before, I went through a time of self-reflection and really asking myself, what is it about me that, you know, gravitates to these destructive environments, these soul-destroying environments? And I had to really look deeply for me. And I think once I actually started that journey of self-reflection, it became very easy for me to identify the things that caused me to gravitate to those kind of environments. And I think the main thing that really stuck out for me was that, you know, when you go into particularly a Black Pentecostal church, you know, you are taught from the onset, very early on, that, you know, the way that they do things, their structures, their procedures, their rituals are very, that's basically how it is. That's how it is across the board. And if you visit other Black Pentecostal churches or go to like a conference or things like that, you see the same type of behavior, the same type of, you know, delivery behind the pulpit. And so your mind is automatically conditioned to think, okay, well, this is the norm. And so I think because in my head, you know, what I came to realize was because in my head, I felt like, okay, this is the norm. I guess whenever I closed one chapter at one church, I would go and find that norm somewhere else. I'm looking for that norm, but just different people, you know, because as far as I was concerned, it was the people that were the issue, not actually religion itself that made them the way that they were, if that makes sense. So, you know, my journey has been amazing. It's been beautiful. But today's episode is entitled Life After Religion. And before anyone, you know, loses their hat, not that I really care whether they do or not, actually, with all due respect, but I still 100% believe in God. Like, he's my homie. That's my ride or die right there, literally. But I just do things differently now. You know, and I guess I will share that, like, what does, you know, differently look like? And I will share that in today's episode. So when I was, you know, when we look at religion, for me, you know, I'm a wordsmith and I like to really know what words mean and stuff like that. And so I was looking at religion and I looked at the actual definition. And the definition is, it's the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. Yeah. Another definition is, it's a particular system of faith and worship. Okay, another definition is religion is a belief in a god or gods and the activities that are connected with this belief, such as praying or worshipping in a building such as a church or a temple. A religion is a particular system of belief in a god or gods and the activities that are connected with this system. And I found it interesting that the word system is used in both definitions. And when we look at the definition of systems, it states it's a set of things working together as part of a mechanism or an interconnecting network or a complex whole. So, like, you know, for example, the state railway system. But other you know, similar words to, I guess, the synonyms of system, the ones that really kind of like pop out to me and in context of today's episode, are structure or organization, institution. And a further definition is a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method. And so for me, I found it interesting that it uses the word system, because when you look at what a system is, it talks about something that is organized. It talks about, you know, an institution. It talks about a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, in an organized scheme or method. So, you know, when I look at, like, you know, when the group of us, the leaders in the church, had to close down my previous church a few years ago, I made the decision to discard religion simply based on that, on, you know, based on the fact that I found that, you know, religion is a system. And for me, I found that it was something that was very far removed from, you know, the character of God, the heart of God. And so, having had three bad church experiences, I realised that not only is the church system broken, but more importantly, it is a system entrenched in religion. And religion for me is divisive and is often found to be a system of control and imposed opinions and beliefs that can rarely be challenged. There is manipulation, there is deception. And for me, I found that, you know, religion is, it's imposed, you know, those misconceptions of God. Yeah, it's, for me, religion is a people issue, not a God issue. Many people have misconceptions of God and impose those misconceptions onto others through control, manipulation and deception and domination and all of the above. And I found that, interestingly, I found that it also has a place that lacks transparency, honesty and truth. You know, when you look at, like, you know, people in the church who are very much, you know, or various different places of worship, actually, I don't think it's just down to the church, if I'm honest. And I think that's a narrative that we actually need to move away from, that, you know, the church is bad and, you know, it's full of hypocrites and so on and so forth. Whilst I agree with the hypocrite opinion to a degree, I wouldn't say that religion is solely an issue within the church. I think it's across the board. Whatever your religious inclination is, religion is an issue across the board. And I'll go on to explain. I find that when you look in the church, I'm speaking from a church background, being a believer of Christ myself, but when you look in the church, you see not all, but you see people, not everyone, but you see people who aren't transparent. They're not honest. And they're definitely not truthful. They've got a bag of things that they're hiding, but they've got this front, and they're, you know, and they feel that they have to maintain this front in order to look and appear godly, you know, but their lifestyle doesn't match up with what they're presenting within the four walls of the church, which for me is crazy and takes up way too much energy, and nobody have time for that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I think for me, after exploring the idea of walking away from God completely and realizing that in actual fact, that wasn't the answer for me. I decided, you know, upon, you know, really delving into religion and, you know, what it actually, the characteristics of religion, I found that what I actually was on, you know, the my traumatic experiences and the bad experiences that I experienced in church were very much driven by religion. And I'll go on to explain. I found that, you know, in me deciding to abandon religion and all that I had learned from it, I then was able to explore what, you know, God looks like and who he is and the character of God and the nature of God, which then led me to embark on a journey of a relationship with God instead. And can I just say that decision was the best decision that I've ever made to date. Not only have I come to the realization that religion robs us of a true relationship with God, but I have also recognized that God of relationship is not the same God of religion. So let me break that down. Jesus said in John 4:23-24 that we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. The construct of religion is devoid of truth and oftentimes God's spirit, because it's very linear and rigid and leaves little room for God's grace and his spirit to lead us into any of his truth. So it leaves us with a set of rules, constraints, condemnation and guilt whenever you quote unquote miss the mark, and ultimately a sense of unworthiness which really messes with your self-esteem. God ain't like that. His word says where sin abounds, grace abounds much more, meaning that he knows we ain't perfect and we're not going to get things right all the time. So he's poured out sufficient grace to cover us so we are not left with an overwhelming sense of shame and guilt. God says that he loves us so much so that nothing can separate us from his love, not even angels, things past, so even things in your past that you're just so embarrassed about, like not even those things can separate you from his love, not even the things to come and not even death. Yeah, you can read that in Romans 8. But yet in religion, we're made to feel like God loves us less if we quote unquote mess up, especially if you come from a church that loves to backbench you. You know them ways there. God says that it's his spirit that convicts us of sin. But he does it in such a way that lets us intrinsically know that we shouldn't follow a certain path or follow through with a certain behaviour. Religion, instead, it beats you with its proverbial cast iron rod, and in some places of worship, it openly shames you for all and sundry to see and hear just how, quote unquote, badly you sinned. But what is sin? Sin is falling short of biblical standards. So, for example, the Bible tells us to love. The world tells us to hate each other because of the colour of our skin or because of class. Like the Bible tells us not to lie or to envy or to steal and to basically just live a life of truth and good morals. But the world tells us to live an immoral life filled with lies, fakery, dishonesty, adultery. It encourages hatred and pride and bigotry. So basically, sin is following the world standards and not God's. He's left us a guide that teaches us how to navigate through this thing called life and shows us how to deal with the good, the bad and the ugly. It covers everything from how to manage finances to how to raise a family, as well as trauma and opposition from people who are against you. You know them dirty bungle, dirty breed people. Yeah. So in saying all of that, I've personally come to realise that I'm not going to always get it right according to biblical standards. And actually, I'm often going to mess up because life is a journey of trial and error. And on this journey, I've realised that it's better to take Jesus with you. He knows my beginning, he knows my end. So who better to be connected to than the one who created me? People are seeking for a spiritual connection because that's how we were created. We are spiritual beings and our innate response is to seek the spiritual guidance and something that our spirit can connect to. So once you are connected to the right source, things start to fall in place, which is why it's so important to be connected to the right spiritual guide. Some of my listeners may not agree, and that's cool. We're all entitled to our own opinions. But one thing I do know is that a relationship with Jesus Christ will change your whole entire life. You know, like that. Notice I said relationship and not religion, though. So God calls us into relationship with him. When you see words like commune with him, abide with him, dwell with him in the Bible, that's just God basically saying he wants to develop a relationship with you. He doesn't care about religion and the constraints that it brings. He cares about your heart and your soul. He cares about you, full stop, period. He cares about your feelings, although some religious systems will tell you otherwise. You know them churches where they're just like, don't give in to your emotions and, you know, like, put like your spirit man and, yeah, bun all that, innit? Because, like, God gave me emotions, but his Bible teaches us how to regulate those emotions, you know, like that. So when God's saying, be angry and do not sin, he's not saying that anger's a sin, you know? He's saying, all right, cool, be angry, innit? But don't go and do something foolish that you're going to later regret. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't stand it when I hear, like, church leaders or church people, like, say, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, nah, but don't listen to your emotions, innit? This is a faith thing. This is a faith thing. We walk by faith and not by sight. Nah, blood, I can't, yeah, I'm not, I don't subscribe to that doctrine, you know, like that. Like, bun that. God cares about us, full stop, period. He cares about our dreams, our passions. He cares about what upsets you. He cares about what makes you happy. He loves us for who we are and is not so hung up about the process of you trying to become something else. Like, you know, when you're in church and they're like, oh, no, 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 like, you can't be like that no more. Like, you've just reached church, innit? You've just been born again, come out the baptism pool. You don't even, like, dry yourself good, and the people them are trying to mold you like your clay. Like, allow it, innit? Like, stop. This ain't no pottery class, rude boy. This is my life. Like, stop trying to mold me and beat me into shape. Just allow God just to do his thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're cool, we're nice. And, like, it's just, it's crazy, because in doing that, it causes us to then start trying to, you know, attain to something that is out of our reach. Like, I'm not saying that you will never get to become the best version of yourself. Definitely strive for that without a doubt, 100%. I'm here for personal development. But what I'm saying is, don't try and be something that you're not. And oftentimes when you are in religious settings, they try and teach you how to become the religious norm, like a reflection of the religious norm. God didn't make me to be normal, innit? I stick out like a sore thumb. Anyone that knows me personally, from my laugh to like the colours in my hair, like, I just stick out, innit? Like, there's nothing about me that's normal, yeah? So, you know, fearlessly free for me is, like, religion hates fearless freedom. Like, let's put it that way. Like, people see me and they're like, rah, like, I don't know how to take her. Do you know what I'm saying? So, because I'm not going to fit into your mold. Like, what am I, ice? Like, do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. For me, I realise that a relationship with God is that God cares about the person that you are now. He ain't interested in, like, come on, you're saved now, innit? Like, yeah, boom, what, you're on the Lord's side now? Like, boom, come we go, let's just change up, make you look like the angels. Like, no, like, you're you. Like, he made you you. He made you without any regrets. He made you purposely. He designed you exactly how you are. How you look, that mole on your face, that birthmark on your neck, the little unique laugh that you've got, that little quirkiness, all of that, he made you exactly like that. You are not a mistake. You ain't here by accident. You ain't no coincidence. Don't care if your parents didn't plan you, like, God planned you, innit? And he loves you just the way you are. And I find that oftentimes religion is so focused on who you've got to be that it can leave many of us feeling like the person we are today has little to no worth. But when you're in a relationship with God and connected to him by the heart and not your actions, you come to realize all of this and can begin to exhale all of the toxic belief systems and lies that you consumed when you were rooted in religion. Does God care about how you are living your life and if it lines up with his word? Yes, of course he does. But is he less concerned about the person living that life? No, he's not. One thing I've learned after stepping away from religion was that God knows me inside out. He knows my strengths, my weaknesses, my flaws, my wounds, my pain. He knows everything that is in the hidden chambers of my heart, and he still loves me for me, like my quirkiness, my loud mouth, my edgy style, my personality. He loves it all. I didn't feel that love when I was in religion. I constantly felt condemned and unworthy, which had a huge impact on my self-esteem and sense of self-worth. I was always trying to attain something that was impossible to reach, and that's perfection in the eyes of religion. Let me tell you now, if you stick with religion, you're not gonna make it, yeah? It will kill you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and eventually physically, because the immense pressure that it puts on you to be perfect and circumspect is enough to give you a heart attack. Religion is rooted in fear. So you find it causes a lot of people operating like robots, losing their authentic selves. They all look and sound the same. I've always struggled with that because my personality alone makes me stand out. It's an intrinsic part of my identity. My personality is my statement on earth and was definitely something religion tried to taint and contain. I was often told I was too loud or my laugh was demonic. I wouldn't get a husband with a laugh like mine. I was told I couldn't wear certain clothing, and the list goes on and on and on. When the truth is, those are all things that make me uniquely who I am. No one is ever going to be like me. And that's the beauty of God's creativity. He makes us all to be different so that we can express the many different facets of him in different ways on the earth, which you can't possibly do if you've succumbed to religious norms. Religion left me fearful, constantly at war with myself because my authentic self was trapped inside me like a bird with clipped wings in a cage, fighting to get out of the religious robotic me that was containing it. So abandoning religion was the best thing I ever did. You know, like that. So now I walk with God differently. It's not under duress. It's because I want to. He's been patient with me because he knew how hurt I was after my bad church experiences and has allowed me to find my own way back to him at my own pace. I'm not saying I left him, but I would definitely say that religion definitely played a part in me not getting to know him in the way that he would like me to. It's been an interesting journey. I've had the raw Minister Selena's backslidden, you know, and like all them comments and looks. I've even had friends leave because they said I changed. But as much as those experiences hurt me, I can honestly say that my relationship with God has caused me to find myself. And because I feel how much he loves me, it gives me the permission to love myself and appreciate who I am. So rejection doesn't hit the same as it used to. People's comments and disapprovals don't impact me in the same way. They don't impact me at all, to be frank. If someone disapproves of me, I'm just like, get over yourself, man. You know, like that. It's not that deep, fam. And that's not me saying I'm not covering up how I truly feel, but I actually really mean it. Like, my relationship with God has really birthed a fearless freedom in me that I never thought I could possess. I never thought in a million years that I could be so free from people's opinions and the controlling elements of this world. Religion, family, society, and culture itself. Like, when I say I really don't care, like, I really don't care, like, I honestly mean it. The steps I took to get here were challenging at times because it involved self-reflection. And as I said earlier, I had to ask myself, what was it about me that kept me going back to places of control? You know, the religious systems that rejected the person God made me to be. And you know, through counselling, prayer, fasting, I was able to see that a lot of my former issues from childhood had a big part to play in that as well. And when someone is broken, if they don't give themselves that time to heal, they will constantly attract and gravitate to brokenness. I have had to do a lot of healing to get to where I am. And if I'm honest, my journey of healing is still ongoing. But I know that as I continue to walk with God as opposed to against him, I know that I will discover more of my authentic self. So when you have a true relationship with God, you speak with him, you hear him speak back to you, you hear him speak to you directly. You don't have to wait for like no major or minor prophet to prophesy to you at church or a conference to hear a word from God. But relationship means that he's right there with you in every waking moment. You feel him lead you, you feel him guide you, you sense his direction, you feel his love envelope you. And I guess that's why I'm so confident in who I am, actually. I feel like because I know who I walk with, I know who is guiding my path, like there's just this ease, there's this peace, I'm able just to rest. And it's just such a beautiful feeling. It's not the falsehood of religion anymore. But it's the love, the peace, the grace of God that keeps me going. His spirit really is guiding me. And I really do sense that. What I love about this journey the most is that it really has been a beautiful struggle. A struggle because it's taken years to shed the lies, the domination and the teachings and the deception of religion, as well as becoming acquainted with my authentic self. Even in that, it was a struggle at first to embrace my authentic self, because for so many years I was told it was flawed. I was flawed. My true authentic self was flawed. So flawed, in fact, that even God would reject it. But it's been beautiful because each time the seeds planted by religion would rear their ugly heads, I found myself falling back into its prison, I guess. God would gently and graciously remind me that I don't live there anymore, that I'm not the black sheep that religion made me to feel, but I am indeed loved by God, and nothing will ever change that. Each time I would question myself or regress back into fear or self-doubt, God would remind me that he is my guide, that he is my God, and religion is no longer my teacher. It's not been easy by a long shot, but it's been 1000% worth it. Like, God has and continues to reveal himself to me in ways religion cannot even comprehend. I'm fascinated at just how much religion can blind you to the real truth of God, of who he is, and yeah, just his ways, full stop, period. It really is a people thing at the end of the day. Many people, they impose, you know, confusion and their misconceptions of God because of their inaccurate understanding of who he is and what he is saying in his word. Hence why religion is so divisive, hence why it's so confusing, and it breeds so much contempt, damage and hurt. When on this journey called life, it's so important to connect with people who have a relationship with God, because the ones bound by religion will cause you to run 100 million thousand like miles away from him. Which stands to reason why so many people don't want to go to church, let alone get to know God himself. I get it completely. I was one of those people after we shut down our church. I said I would never step foot in a church again. But God weren't bothered by that because he needed me out of the church so he could form a real relationship with me. So now, you know, when I do go to church, I won't get lost again. I won't lose myself, because by being in a relationship with God, you find him. And in finding him, you find yourself. It is a step-by-step journey. Each step I learn more about him. And as I am a reflection of him, it causes me to look inwardly a lot more in order for me to discover the person he created. She's beautiful. She's creative. She's loving, kind, outspoken, a little ratchet at times, stands for justice. And boy, does she have a temper. You know, like that. She is loyal. She's a true rider for her family and loved ones. And she never gives up. And that's just a few of the things about myself that I've either rediscovered or discovered for the first time. But it's all been through me walking day by day with my God. This relationship has caught my attention so much that I cannot hear religion. It's like white noise to me now. I have a disdain for it. Like, if I see religion, I can spot it from a mile off. It's actually funny to me how something that I was once so connected to can become so irrelevant. A relationship with God means no religion, no one's opinions, no constraints, no chains of religious doctrines, but real heart-to-heart conversations with God day by day, plugging into the right support networks where you can grow in relationship with God together, reading God's word without duress or trying to make yourself look more spiritual than others, you know, them ways there, you know, like, you know, when you're in church and it's like, yeah, no, but I read 5 books today, like, bun all that, innit? Because you can read 5 books, but did you get to know God in the midst of that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, them ways there, you know, reading the word, it's about like feeding your spirit. Yeah, because that's what we need to navigate through this world. We need that spiritual guidance to know like what our next move is, how to handle certain situations and the different different circumstances that we're faced with from day to day. Religion has no place in fearless freedom. It's not welcome here at all. Not even a hint of it. Like, if I see it, I'm shutting that bad boy down. Like, it's done. Done out here, innit? We're done in people's dance. And I don't mean in a literal sense, but, you know, if someone wants to come to me with their religious mindset and wants to try and impose their religiosity onto me, I'm done in it. Like, before, I think, you know, when you're confined by the constraints of religion, you're kind of timid and you don't really want to challenge when someone questions why you behave the way you do or the way you express yourself in the way that you do, or they cause you to feel like you shouldn't express yourself in the way that you do. And it's so easy to shy away and allow your voice to be silenced when you are in a religious environment. But when you are fearlessly free, you have that boldness, like you don't care, innit? So if you're coming for me and you want to try and put me down or question why I do things the way that I do, I will challenge that. Because if I'm confident in who I am and I'm confident in who God says I am, like, that's where my confidence comes from, innit? So if you're questioning that, then I'm going to challenge that. And not in an aggressive way, but it's more about just having to really challenge certain religious mindsets. Because people that are religious and they're actually imprisoned and they can't even see it. So when you are on the other side, walking in relationship with God, and you have that fearless freedom, you don't care who the person it is. It could be your parents. It could be the bishop. It could be the archbishop. Yeah, it could be your grandparents. But respectfully, you can challenge and say, look, do you know what? This is who I am. This is who God has made me to be. And I'm going to embrace every single part of me. Without apology, without excuse. If you don't like it, then respectfully, you can look away. But I'm gonna express myself in the way that God has created me to express myself, whether that be through style, whether that be through dance, whether that be through, you know, my talents like poetry or singing or whatever the case may be. God has created me to be a very creative, expressive being. So why should I dumb down myself because it makes religion uncomfortable? We ain't here for that. So I will done religion's dance, you know, like that. So when it comes down to religious people and they are imprisoned, for me, my response is, show me your chains and I'll show you how to set yourself free. Because when you find it for yourself, you'll want it all the more. I know for me that when I found this freedom through just my own pursuit of my own relationship with God, I was just like, rah, is this how the thing is? Yeah, like I was like, I wish someone had shown me this from long time. And it's just so beautiful. So for me, I'm like, relationship with God is the key. Day by day, as you walk with him, he will unlock you from the imprisonment of religiosity and set you on a path of freedom. Remember, Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Well, that's what relationship with him leads to. Freedom. Fearless freedom, in fact. Because like Jesus, you can boldly challenge and withstand the opposition and dislike of the modern day Pharisees and Sadducees in whatever form they come in, whether that be church people, family, friends. And the freedom side comes into play, because true liberation comes when you abandon fears of what people might say, the darkness of your past, and the opinions of your naysayers. So I encourage you to come over to the light side, innit? Religion will call it the dark side, potato, patata, it's all semantics, whatever. I'm on the right side, innit? I'm on the side of freedom. When you're fearlessly free, you know that you know that you know. You are resolute in your conviction that you are in the right place, that you are in a true place of freedom. So I encourage you, I urge you guys to try relationship over religion. Like, let me know how you find it. Let me know, you know, what your experience is in terms of escaping religion and abandoning it and really embarking on that pathway, that journey of fearless freedom. Hit me up on Insta or email. My email address is selena@fearlesslyfree.co.uk. And yeah, let's just chop it up. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a dialogue about what your experiences have been in terms of, you know, religion and how you overcame it, how you rose from it, you know. Or are you that person that is kind of on the fence, that's just like, boy, I don't even know if God's real? Like, I want to hear from you. Like, Fearlessly Free is a no judgment zone. You know, some of you that have listened to this might come back to me and be like, yo, Selena, I don't believe in God, in it, because of X, Y, Z, or because of what I've experienced in church or in family or whatever. And that's cool. Like, let's reason together. Let's chop it up. Like, I want to hear from you guys. So that's it for me. Just wanted to kind of ease you guys in a bit gently. But what you can expect to hear in the next episode is me talking about how you can support someone who's been on a journey like mine. Because what I found is that, you know, family and friends, like, they let me down. Some of them even cut me off, like I said before. And, you know, they was like, oh, you know, me and you are so different now. And, you know, I don't think we can kind of roll together no more. And it really hurt me, because it was a case of, especially like I'm more so talking about like my Christian friends. Like, they just didn't get it. Like, and, you know, obviously, I guess in hindsight, you know, I can see that they were in a place of religion, and I was crossing over to a place of fearless freedom in relationship with God. So, but at the time it burnt me. At the time I just was like, but you're supposed to know who Christ is. You're supposed to extend grace and have understanding. And just because my behavior or my walk doesn't look like how it used to, doesn't necessarily mean that it gives cause for you to walk away from me. You know, what happened to, you know, the love of God? What happened to praying for someone? What happened to extending that hand of prayer and, you know, listening ear? I just feel like, you know, some people, and I've done it myself, I put my hands up, like, you know, when you are religious, you don't understand fearless freedom at all. You don't understand the fruits of a relationship with God, a true, authentic relationship with God. And so because it looks foreign to you, you automatically reject it. And I know for me, you know, when I was really deeply entrenched in religion, I did the same thing. So I don't, you know, I don't have any grudges or hold offence to anyone that did that to me when I was transitioning into fearless freedom. But what I do want to do is just, you know, in the next episode, I will be chopping it up and just speaking about, you know, giving pointers as to how you can support someone that has gone through spiritual abuse. Because you got to remember, it's still a traumatic experience. So you walking away from someone and saying, nah, you're done out here, what message does that send? Do you know what I'm saying? So the next episode will be about how to support someone that has gone through trauma. And just because it's church trauma doesn't mean to say it's any less traumatic. You know, just because someone experiences abuse within the church realm doesn't mean to say that it's any less traumatic. In some cases, it's even more traumatic because of the fact that it actually causes harm to your spirit. And to rebuild and heal your spirit is a very arduous task. It's not easy. It takes a lot of tenacity. It takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of determination. But if you persevere with it, you will get to the place where, you know, where I am, I guess, where, you know, I don't profess to say that I have it all together, but I definitely am more in a place of clarity. And I'm definitely in a place where I'm comfortable with all of me. And I'm happy and I'm content. And I can actually say that with my chest. Whereas, you know, if you'd spoken to me a few years back, I wouldn't have been able to say that with true conviction. So the next episode, guys, will be in 2 weeks' time. A new episode will be released fortnightly on a Wednesday. It's been a joy sharing with you guys today. I hope it gave you some food for thought. But more importantly, I hope it inspired you to embark on a journey of fearless freedom in God. I've been your host, Queen Fearlessly Free. Until next time, stay blessed, stay free, and stay fearless.